Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show and podcast with Justin Colvin. Figuring out which coverage is best for you can be overwhelming and confusing. The Medicare Help Desk is here to answer all your questions. And now, here's your host, Medicare specialist, Justin Colvin.
Welcome to the Medicare Help Desk radio show. This is Justin Colvin, your host, insurance broker, agency owner, entrepreneur, author, and today we are going to discuss more of the Medicare system and how it relates with COBRA. So I thought that'd be an interesting topic. This comes up quite a bit with clients. So yeah, if you're tuning in with us, again, I'm Justin Colvin here, owner and founder of the Medicare Help Desk. We do a radio show every single week and try to discuss many different topics within the Medicare system and try to shed more and more insight and more clarity to something that's unfortunately very confusing for many of you out there. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for our listeners. This is episode 24, and the title is just going to be COBRA and Medicare. All right, COBRA and Medicare, how it relates, and then just going to unpack, particularly on COBRA, we're going to do a deep dive because it does come up quite often for a lot of my clients that are working and have employer group health coverage, and then they're in a decision where do they continue working? Do they retire and start COBRA because maybe they want to retire sooner? Some folks have done very well in life and maybe aren't going to work until 65. Maybe they're retiring at 60, 61, 62. Well, for most people, you know, you don't get Medicare until you're age 65, unless you're disabled or some other kind of extenuating circumstance. But for the majority of the population, you get Medicare at 65. So if you're a few years shy of that, then COBRA could be an option. It's usually not the first option because it's expensive, as you know. And we'll talk more about that as we get into the first and second segment. So again, my name's Justin Colvin. I own and run an insurance brokerage called the Medicare Help Desk. You can find me online at www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. Our phone number locally here, if you're in Tallahassee, is 850-632-0033. Again, 850-632-0033. And my toll-free number is 800-414-2044. And so if you have questions, comments, feedback, you want me to help you do a plan review, give me a call. I'm happy to help out. That is the principal duty that I have every day. I'm helping seniors. As I've mentioned, every session, that's my main goal, is helping seniors with enrollments and making plan decisions, choosing the proper coverage, doing reviews. I have thousands of clients around the country. I'm in 40 different states that I do business in. It's all digital. So I don't have clients I see face-to-face per se. We could, but it's just not very efficient. And since I'm doing stuff all around the country, it makes sense just to do everything by phone, telephonically, email, text messaging. So we just really employ a lot of the technology that we have today and have been for some time so I can help more and more seniors. That is the goal, right? And so if you need help with your plan, my help is free. You don't charge a fee or anything like that. Okay, so there's no cost to you, and I'm happy to help others. You know, I'm happy to just kind of lend my resources and my 7 years of experience in the Medicare space and all the interactions I've had. I think I bring a lot of value to the table. And again, there's no cost to use me. I just help shop the plan, make the right recommendation for you, and each year we do a plan review to see if that is still the best plan for you in that situation. As your needs change, lifestyle changes, budgets, you know, we are there with you every step of the way throughout your entire duration on Medicare. So let's just jump right into the topic today. Again, COBRA and Medicare, right? So what is COBRA? What does that mean? So it's just an acronym, and it's a long one, Consolidated Omnibus Budget Reconciliation Act is what it is. So that's why we call it for short COBRA. That's a lot easier. It was signed into law in 1985, federal law by Ronald Reagan, and it mandated an insurance program that gives employees at their employer the ability to continue health insurance coverage after their employment relationship ends, okay? So this applies to any employer that has 20 or more employees. It's not every employer, but most small to medium-sized businesses, as long as they have more than 20 employees and they offer health insurance, then they have to abide by the COBRA legislation. So what does this mean? There's several situations where COBRA will come up. Typically, anytime, the most common one is separation of employment. And so that's the next thing I was going to go over, is what are some of these qualifying events? So one of them is death. That's pretty rare, but it can happen. And if you die as the employee, then your dependents, if you have eligible dependents like a spouse or child or children, they are then eligible for COBRA, right? They can continue that health insurance. But the most common, I would say, is, again, just separating employment. And that can be voluntary or involuntary, right? It doesn't matter what the stipulation, whether you got fired, whether you decided to quit, you were laid off, even a reduction of hours, right? So if you're working full-time, they cut your hours. This is very common. And maybe now you're only part-time, you know, working 25 hours a week, and you don't meet the eligibility threshold to be considered full-time and eligible for employer group health benefits. That is another qualifying event. Also becoming eligible for Medicare. Ding, ding, ding. That's what the nature of this show is about, Medicare. So that's one. Divorce, separation, lots of different examples. But typically these things are what we call lifestyle or qualifying life events, right? So it's a change in your life, a significant one that would impact you and the ability to carry health insurance. And so usually with COBRA, it's 18 months. That's the duration, right? How long you can keep the COBRA. Now, in some situations, it can be as long as 36 months. But typically, it's 18 months, all right? So that's a year and a half to 3 years, right? Depending on the scope of the qualifying event you had. So for a lot of people that I'm dealing with, remember, the context of the show is Medicare. I'm dealing with folks usually approaching Medicare. So early to mid-60s and beyond, a lot of folks are already on Medicare. They're just looking to get maybe a better plan or some lower prescription costs. But for many of the customers where this would actually be applicable is probably the 60 to 64 and a half, 65 range, and maybe even a little bit older, where they're still kind of working, right? And so they have to kind of decide, do I do COBRA or do I not do COBRA? So the next thing I want to kind of touch on is the good, bad, and ugly with COBRA, all right? Because there's certain elements that are good, bad, and then there's the ugly. So kind of a Western theme, I guess, here today. So the good part is that it is excellent coverage, right? It's a group health plan, essentially, and what you're doing is you're porting that to yourself. So upon separation of employment, you know, this health insurance coverage now is made available to you on an individual basis. Now, obviously, the cost is going to be a lot more because you're paying all the costs. That's the bad part. We're going to go over that in a second. But the good part is that you have excellent insurance. There's no waiting periods. There's no pre-existing conditions. You know, it's a group plan, but you're just carrying it as an individual now that you're no longer with the employer. And, of course, there's familiarity, right? I mean, you had this insurance. Hopefully, you liked it. If you did, you get to keep it for up to 18 months, maybe 36 months, depending on you know, the criteria of what kind of COBRA qualifying event you met. So that's the good thing. And the drug coverage is very robust with any employer group plan. So COBRA is no different. You're just carrying it as an individual. And the drug coverage is phenomenal. So, you know, one thing with Medicare we've talked about before is that on the prescription drug plan with Medicare, there's what we call the donut hole. So it's kind of a coverage gap, right? You don't have that with a group health plan. So that's why we always, the drugs are a big determinant when people are going into Medicare. It's like, well, you know, if you're being treated for cancer and you're on some specialty medications and they're very expensive. I have clients. I had one call the other day. She found me on Google. And one of her cancer medications was $2,000 to $3,000 a month retail cost. I'll let that soak in real good. So she was paying, I want to say, a very small copay. It was less than $100. I mean, which may seem like a lot, but when you look at the cost of the drug, $2,000 to $3,000, and you're only paying $100 a month, very, very attractive. With Medicare Part D drug plans, you're going to pay a lot more than that, okay? You're going to pay a percentage. She would hit the coverage gap, come out of the coverage gap, and then enter what was called as the catastrophic gap. But I told her, I said, listen, your drug costs are going to be significantly more if you opt for Medicare right now. And that's what she's trying to do. It's a dilemma because the COBRA coverage, the drug portion benefit, is much more comprehensive. So for her, it's probably better to stay in that structure and just exhaust as long as she can. And this is the conundrum a lot of people are in. If they're on some expensive medications, they may not do Medicare right away. They continue working. That's very common. This doesn't impact most people. The average person doesn't take specialty medications or take a lot of expensive, obscure meds, but it can, and it does happen. And that's one of the reasons why group health insurance premiums are so expensive, is because that there's no donut hole or coverage gap that exists with employer prescription drug plans, but there is with Medicare. And the formulary and the benefits are much stronger with employer drug plans. So that's probably the only negative I would say with Medicare. And that can definitely be a determining factor if you're going to stay on COBRA or not. So that's the good, is that the coverage is really great. The bad is it's expensive. Obviously, we know that. Anybody who's ever gotten that notice when they left their employer, and it's like, yikes, you know, the premiums are outrageous, but it's really not. It's just you're having to pay all of it yourself. You've been conditioned to paying very little because your employer subsidizes your premium, which is very common. Most employers pay 50 to 75% of the employee rate, if not more. And so if you're having to pay that on your own, you're paying both sides, right? We'll get into this a little bit more. I've got so much more to talk about with COBRA. So we're going to pay a few bills, be right back from the break, and we'll resume talking about COBRA. Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk. Welcome back to the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show here in segment two, talking about COBRA and Medicare. And I'm your host, Justin Colvin, insurance broker, entrepreneur. And today we are talking about episode 24, COBRA and Medicare. I've got a lot more ground to cover, so let's just jump right into it. So the first segment I was talking about COBRA, just kind of unpacking what it is, when it started, how do you get COBRA, what events trigger this, and then the good, the bad, and the ugly about it. So the good, obviously, is it's excellent coverage, no waiting periods, no pre-existing conditions. You don't have to qualify health-wise. You already have the insurance. It's just now you're porting it as an individual, and you're paying the full cost. And the drug coverage is very robust. So the bad is it's expensive. And for a lot of people, they don't realize how much health insurance costs today in this country. It's extremely expensive, unfortunately. And your employer is matching. You're usually paying at least 50% of the employee's cost of the health insurance. And then for a lot of people, they're carrying their spouse and maybe their dependent children. Not always, but in many cases, the employer is paying a percentage they're there, maybe paying 25%. You know, some big employers, Fortune 50, Fortune 500, a lot of state, local unions, state, county, federal government, any big organization like that usually has very rich employer coverage. I mean, the plans are pretty nice. Not always, but again, the plans are pretty good. And they're usually paying a larger percentage because they can afford to shoulder more of the cost than, say, a small employer. So you might have people that come from, say, a family plan, and they're paying very, very little, $50 to $80 a pay period, something like that. And they may think, oh, that's a lot. I used to pay $20 a pay period. I'm like, you pay nothing. That is absolutely nothing. To carry a family of four for health insurance, it's like they have no concept of what it really costs. I'm like, that's peanuts. Your family premiums today on the low end, I would say, is maybe $800 or $900, and then it can continue up to like $1,200, $1,300, $1,400, $1,500 or more monthly, which is insanity, I know, but that's what it costs. And you may not be paying it, but your employer certainly is. So when you do COBRA and it's you and your dependents, I looked up some stats online before I came in here, and it says that the average cost for individuals today for COBRA is $623. That was more than what I was thinking. And then for families, it's $1,778 monthly. That is an enormous amount of premium to pay for health insurance, particularly if you're not using it. So you can see why a lot of people are outraged because of the cost of health insurance. It's why Obamacare kind of took off. I'm not saying I'm promoting it or agreeing with it, but it's just, it is what it is. The numbers don't lie. It's unaffordable, a lot of the group health premiums. And sometimes Obamacare can be too, but I'm just trying to be factual here, right? So COBRA is expensive because now you're paying all of it, right? But this is still great insurance, and if you don't have other options, you may have to do this. You have to look at all the different variables to determine if this makes sense for you. Generally speaking, though, if someone's not using a lot of their health care, in other words, they're pretty good health, they don't have a lot of extenuating health circumstances and chronic problems, they're going to be better served by doing short-term medical plan or Obamacare, which is the Affordable Care Act plans, because the rates are a lot more affordable. But that's not always an option, right? It depends on other situations. It depends on your health, depends on your income, your asset levels, your household size. There's numerous factors that will help drive or make that decision more clear. But for a lot of people, COBRA can be a good thing. Now let's talk about the ugly part of COBRA. And it's not so ugly, but it's just something to be aware of. COBRA, and this is how I want to kind of tie this into Medicare, unfortunately, is not considered credible insurance coverage. So Medicare has this term they use called credible coverage. It means coverage that they deem as good as or better than Medicare. They don't consider COBRA as good as Medicare. Now, I don't know why they do that. group health insurance when you're working, when you're actively at work, it is considered credible coverage in the eyes of Medicare. However, as soon as you go from actively at work to unemployed, retired, whatever you want to call it, that COBRA coverage is no longer credible. It's just not. So if you're 65 or older and now eligible for Medicare, right, and you've gone a couple years on COBRA, now you've had a couple years you've been on insurance, and I get that. It's health insurance. You would think it's credible, but in the eyes of Medicare, it's not. You've now incurred a penalty. When you do take your Medicare, if you delayed your Medicare, when you do decide to take that Medicare, you've now kind of created a penalty, unfortunately, for yourself because of the amount of time that you've transpired and had health insurance but not considered credible. So that is something to kind of keep in the back of your mind when you're looking at this, right? The penalty is not steep. It's 10% a year, roughly, for Medicare Part B, as in boy, if you haven't had credible insurance in that time. So if you went two years without having Medicare Part B and you have this COBRA, you're looking at about a 20% penalty on your Medicare Part B premium if and when you eventually do take that. So I wanted to kind of cover that. Now, here I want to talk about some other items. When should you elect and continue COBRA? And I've got three reasons why I think makes the most sense. We sometimes refer to COBRA as like the insurance of last resort. So it's not your first option. It's a great option. It's just so expensive. So for a lot of people, it's not feasible when they look at the sky-high figures that they have to pay to continue this group health plan on an individual basis. Certainly, if you have the money to afford it, not a big deal to you, and you want the best coverage, that's fine. But that's not always everyone's position and everyone's, you know, situation. So the first one is, when should I elect and continue COBRA? Number one reason for a lot of people, as I mentioned in the first segment, is drug cost. It really is. If you have expensive medications, specialty medications, they are typically a lot more covered or covered a lot better with the group COBRA coverage, that plan, than, say, Medicare. And also, you could even say that same thing for Obamacare plans, right? So a lot of people, if they're on expensive medications, they're going to drag out that COBRA. Even though it's expensive, it's still better a lot of times, depending on the med cost. You have to weigh everything. And I can help you with this. Again, if you're just tuning in with us, it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk radio show. My number, if you have questions about today's broadcast, it's 850-632-0033. Again, that's 850-632-0033. And our website is www.themedicarehelpdesk.com. You can go to the Contact Us page, drop us a line. This is a very daunting topic. COBRA has a lot of ins and outs to it. And, I'm sure you'll have questions out there for my listeners. If you do, just let me know, and I'll be happy to answer them. So the first thing I talked about when I think you should elect COBRA could potentially be the drug cost if you're on expensive medications, right? The second thing is if you have other individuals that rely on you for health insurance. This would be like your spouse or dependent children, right? Certainly, if you're 63, you're not eligible for Medicare, and you have the ability to take COBRA, it may be expensive, but you may have to do it. If you have to cover your spouse, maybe she's not eligible for Medicare, and she's not working, and maybe your children, hopefully they're grown by that time, but you never know in today's age. Maybe they're still adult children in their early, mid-20s, but typically it's just the spouse at that age. But for younger folks that might listen to my show in their 50s, they may have kids that are in their early 20s, and they have to keep them under their health plan. So they may not have a choice. Now, certainly there's other options, like I mentioned, but those options may not always make sense. We have to look at all the variables. But that's the number two thing, is you have other people, like your spouse or dependent children, that have to maintain health insurance. Three is you're not eligible for Medicare. So I've got a few folks, a few clients where they do COBRA, or they may do like an individual short-term medical plan with me. To bridge the gap, let's say they're 63. I have plans that go up to 3 years in duration, and we call them STM or short-term medical plans, okay? And there's big companies that do this. And that coverage, you're buying health insurance coverage for 1 month, as little as 1 month, literally, to as much as 3 years, depending on the state in which you reside. It's varied by state, okay? So someone 62, theoretically, could get health insurance from a short-term medical plan for up to 3 years. And that would take them to age 65. Now, the rates on that are much more affordable than COBRA, right? So that is a very excellent play. Now, it's not the same as COBRA. The benefits aren't as robust, but it's a lot cheaper. So certain things with these short-term medical plans is underwritten, meaning you have to answer health questions. It's not guaranteed. You have to qualify for it. Not terrible, but it's just a few major knockout questions. They also don't cover alcohol, substance abuse. They don't cover prescription benefits. They don't cover maternity or fertility. So there are some differences. It's not as strong as the COBRA coverage. It's also not nearly as expensive. So if you're in relatively good health, this is a great play. A lot of customers do this. I do this on myself. And it just makes a lot more sense. If you're not a heavy utilizer, you're in good shape, and you don't take many prescriptions, you have no you're not managing any chronic diseases, short-term medical can be a great solution. And this is, I'm kind of addressing that crowd that's in the 60 to 64 and a half camp right before they get ready for Medicare, right? The other option you can look at, as opposed to COBRA, is the Obamacare platform, right, which is the Affordable Care Act or ACA plans. And these plans are nice because they're guaranteed issue, meaning there's no health questions. There's no pre-existing conditions. There's no annual caps. They cover the minimum essential benefits like maternity and prescription drugs and alcohol, drugs, substance abuse, mental nervous. However, these plans can be anywhere from free to very expensive and everything in between. It just depends on several factors, depending on your income and your household size. Those are the two biggest metrics. So if you're lower to middle income and you have a small household size, then Obamacare is going to be like an amazing deal for you because it's very little premium, or in some cases now it can be even free. Whereas if you're high income, okay, and you're older, the premiums can actually be in some cases more than COBRA. So there's no one size fits all approach with the Obamacare system. It really depends on where you fall income wise and household size, and that's the general framework for that. And those are the two other options. And I do both of these types of plans, both the short-term medical plans, both the and the ACA Obamacare, which are alternatives to COBRA, right? So hopefully you found this useful today. I know I've covered a lot of ground. I may have to do a follow-up episode to cover more of this information, but it's Justin Colvin here with the Medicare Help Desk Radio Show. Thanks for tuning in, listeners. We'll see you next week. Take care.